Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, April 8th. My, how the time flies. Down here in West Palm Beach. So much to discuss today. We have the CEO of Disney, Chapek, groveling that he has not been enough of an ally to the LGBTQ plus community. New Jersey, it turns out, is going to require second graders to learn gender identity stuff, including just because you have boy parts, maybe you're a girl, to second graders. So this is actually happening, folks. This is a real program of the left. And Pelosi blames AOC and Jayapal in Congress for trying to be Queen Bee of the left. And this has negative consequences, of course, the Democrat Party, because it turns out people don't like when everyone is insane and things are getting ruined all around them. Cities are going to hell, all of that stuff. So we'll get into it in a moment. Four deputy U.S. marshals deployed under President Trump to protect and defend a federal courthouse in Portland during the riots of 2020 are being sued by the ACLU. The Department of Justice under the Biden administration will not agree to provide an attorney to defend them from these outrageous allegations. These brave officers withstood physical harm, repelling rioters. You remember the images, assaults, fires, flying objects, noxious chemicals and explosive devices, with a liberal media on the offensive against the police. Learn about these family men with stellar service to country at policedefense.org. The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund at policedefense.org educates the public on the risks and threats associated with being an officer today and raises funds to alleviate financial burdens, in this case, hundreds of thousands in mounting legal fees and at risk of losing their homes. Help these officers today. Donate at policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. People should understand that the left is not upset that they're being misrepresented here. It's not that they are having their agenda misrepresented. It's that parents are finding out about the agenda. That's the big change here. And here we have Disney CEO. This is just an example of it. Okay, Disney is the company that most people would think of, maybe PBS with Sesame Street, but Disney's is the company that most people think of as safe for kids, all American as apple pie, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. You know, it's this is supposed to be American dreamland for little kids and families. And there's something else going on here for sure. The Disney CEO, he's a relatively new CEO, Bob Chapek, he is doing what in communist countries they would call a struggle session. Right? He's groveling, he's apologizing, he's pledging to be a better ally for the LGBTQ plus community. Here he is, play 18.
I pledge to be a better ally for the LGBTQ plus community, apologize for not being the ally that you needed me to be, and committed to ensuring that our company lives up to its values. I know that we've got work to do, and that work starts with listening. I understand that we've made mistakes and the pain that those mistakes have caused. And I know that our silence wasn't just about the bill in Florida, but about every time an individual or institution that should have stood up for this community did not. We know the moment requires urgency and words are not enough. So we are taking some actions right now.
Oh, words are not enough. We're going to take actions. I'm so sorry that we haven't done everything necessary to make the activist left and the trans agenda they represent feel like we're bending the knee fast enough and deep enough. It's pretty pathetic, isn't it? This guy's a CEO of Disney. Not a good enough ally. The law is the law, folks. And state law just passed in Florida. And Disney has to abide by it, too. I do think that Disney should lose the extended patent protection that it keeps getting on Mickey Mouse, for example. It's been over 100 years, folks. It should pass into the public domain. I've been seeing some conversation about this. People say, well, you don't support intellectual property rights. No, of course I do. But there are limits to it, just like there are limits to every right. You know, there are, in fact, limits to it. And it shouldn't just be that corporations get a special carve out if they make enough money and have enough political influence to keep on using the intellectual property law in a way that others cannot because they're influential. So, you know, take away that. I mean, it's time to stop extending their special protection for intellectual property. But beyond that, I think what we see here is that it's never enough, that what's going on with the Disney CEO shows you that even when you do what the left wants, then you've just admitted that you can be a pawn for the agenda. Then you've just told them essentially, hey, next time you want me to do something, I'll jump even higher. I'll run even faster. Whatever you say, sir, that's what will go on here. The point is, it's never enough. It's never going to be enough. They're never going to be satisfied. And you will only be telling them that you are a pawn for their agenda whenever it is that you are, you know, ready for their usage, right? That they will deploy you again because it's impossible. You cannot placate the woke monster. It's not enough. It's never enough. And then on this, I mentioned this, New Jersey, for example, is a place where they're going to, for second graders, teach about gender identity starting in the fall. In the 2022-2023 New Jersey State Sexual Education Guidelines, this is up on Fox News right now, one lesson plan, Purple, Pink, and Blue, instructs teachers to talk to their first graders about gender identity, and its first objective is to have the students be able to define gender identity and gender role stereotypes. The lesson's second objective is to have students name at least two things they've been taught about gender role stereotypes and how those things may limit people of all genders. Gender identity is that feeling of knowing your gender. You might feel like you are a boy. You might feel like you are a girl, the lesson plan states. You might feel like you're a boy, even if you have body parts that some people might tell you are girl parts. You might feel like you're a girl, even if you have body parts that some people might tell you are boy parts. No, it's not that people are telling anybody that they're boy parts. They are boy parts or girl parts. This is reality based. This is objective truth. This is not opinion. And anyone says, oh, but what about the, you know, 1 in 100,000 people that are intersex? That's not what they're talking about. And they don't want to teach kids about being intersex because that's such a small portion of the population. Intersex used to be referred to as being a hermaphrodite. It's where you have some usually vestigial components of a female, or it's essentially a little bit of a crossover within the between the two genders at some level. But that's not what transgenderism is about, because almost always people who are intersex choose to live their lives as either one or the other based upon what is predominant in the characteristics, the physical characteristics that they have. And usually it's much more one than the other, so to speak. But now we're getting down into scientific anomaly, really. We're getting down into the scientific rarity. You know, at some level, it starts to get into crazy town. At some level, it's so silly that why are we even talking about it? For example, should we have different seats on all airplanes? Because there is such a thing as conjoined twins. So you can have people that have to sit together and can't sit in a normal airline seat. Why are people so bigoted against conjoined twins all over the world? You say, well, that's very, very rare, right? I think conjoined twins is like a one in a million, maybe even less than that situation. Oh, well, why aren't you catering to the needs of the conjoined twin community? You see how they do this? They take what is anomalous and what is rare and then use that to batter down reason, logic, and reality so that they can get a whole other wave of concessions that have nothing to do with the initial issue that they were discussing. And this is what you see with the phenomenon of the trans agenda. And they really are pushing this stuff on kids. It's remarkable. I'll be honest with you. I'm surprised at how open they are about this. I thought they would do. Remember with the CRT debate, what they did was they retreated a little bit. They retreated in the CRT debate so that they would say, oh, it's not really CRT. You don't know what CRT. They tried all these different games. They really didn't come out right away and say, yeah, we're actually teaching white kids that they're oppressors, you know, in the first grade, and black kids that they're victims in the first grade, and making them do privilege walks and all this stuff. They didn't come out and say that. They tried to hide it. With this, with the trans agenda, what you're seeing, I guess the activists either can't help themselves or the Democrat Party can't actually get them to come in line on this issue. Because the activist community is essentially saying, yep, that's right. You're seeing more and more of this. That's right. We do want to talk about pansexual and transsexual. And I just biromantic asexual was the latest thing I saw from Disney. A biromantic asexual. I'm going to tell you something. I had a pretty big vocabulary in my academic days, and rarely did I come across a word or a phrase that I was entirely unfamiliar with. And I had never heard that one until yesterday. A biromantic, so not even a bisexual, a biromantic asexual. I mean, I understand they can, you can figure out what the term kind of means, but so we're supposed to talk about this as some, these are fringe psychiatric theories, essentially, that only exist in the far left and on very kind of wacko out there left-wing journals of psychiatry or whatever. And we're all supposed to be held to account for not understanding or catering to these things? Biromantic asexual? Does anyone listening to this, have you ever heard that term before? I'm going to guess not a single person right now listening has heard that term before. But this, the left is, they're going for it. This is the agenda. It's not that it's being misrepresented. It's that people know what the agenda is. That's why the left is concerned, but they're also unwilling to hide it. That's why there's so much anger now. That's why they get so angry about the term groomer being used as well. Right, we're going to talk about the border here in a second, and Pelosi throwing some shade at the far left of her own party, throwing some stink eye at Democrats who are making it hard for the Democrat, the big Democrat party, big D Democrat party, to fool enough Americans to keep them in power. You want to set yourself up for a good day when you start in the morning, don't you? Well, get yourself a dresser full of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. Hands down, it's the most comfortable, well-made stuff there is in the market. It's not even a close second. I'm wearing Tommy John right now. I love the Tommy John hoodies, the t-shirts, all their gear is amazing. They have dozens of comfort innovations. Once you've tried Tommy John underwear, you're never going back. A lot of you should really start with the underwear because it's moisture-wicking fabric. It keeps you so cool but also supported. It's going to be the most comfortable underwear you've ever had on. Tommy John doesn't just have customers. They have fanatics like myself. With over 17 million pairs sold, men across America love their Tommy John underwear. And every pair is backed by Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/buck. That's TommyJohn.com/buck. Go to TommyJohn.com/buck today for 20% off. See site for details. Got a piece up at FoxNews.com, which I hope you will take a moment to read. It's pretty important stuff. And it's that the Biden border policies are going to make this the worst border crisis of all time. You are looking right now at the worst border crisis ever. And the Biden administration has no plan to stop this from happening. Here's Secretary Mayorkas trying to tell you, oh, no, we don't know if lifting Title 42 will make it worse. Play clip three.
It's very difficult to predict what that migration will be, but we are planning for different scenarios. We are then at the border, surging resources. What distinguishes us from the past is the fact that we will not implement policies of cruelty that disregard our asylum laws. We are rebuilding a system that was entirely dismantled.
But do you acknowledge you're likely going to see a surge?
We very well could, and our job is to be prepared to address it.
They're definitely going to see a surge, a huge surge, and they're not going to address it if by address it you mean change the incentive. That is the key. Change the incentive structure for people who want to come into the United States illegally. If they know they can easily come here and stay here, that's it. That's the end. If they know they can come here and stay, that will be how they make the decision. And that is currently the situation. It's going to be even more so the situation when Title 42 is lifted. It's outrageous, outrageous that this is what's going on right now. And they know it's going to happen, but they have to pretend like they're not sure. Because when this crisis blows up, they're going to say, oh, who could have known? We could have never understood. Oh, my gosh, I had no idea. They know. They know. It's crazy what they are doing right now. It's absurd what they are doing right now. But the alternative would be to go back and say, that they want an open border, they want illegality, and they don't care. And they won't admit that. They won't admit that. So they have to play these games where it's like, oh, we're trying asylum. The people coming to this country are not legitimate asylum seekers in over 90% of cases, probably 95, 99% of cases. But they're just pretending so they can get into the country. Right? I mean, this is the equivalent of, you know, if you showed up to, you know, a fundraiser and they were, you know, and you said, well, hold on a second. They're going to check you in. They're going to check to see if you have a ticket. Did you pay to get into the fundraiser for, you know, some charity? And you go, no, hold on a second. Let me just walk in. I just want to say hi to a friend. And they go, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you you can't. And then you just walk in because you don't have a ticket. That's basically what they're doing to the asylum system. Oh, yeah, no, I want to get asylum. And then they never actually show up to see if they can get asylum. They're just waiting until the moment that the federal government's head is turned, so to speak, and then they just go. They're gone. Why even have illegal immigration? If this is such a good thing, if the Democrats want us to have millions and millions of people just coming into the country, no process, no vetting, no nothing, why don't they just advocate for that? Why? Because they know the American people aren't with them yet. It's just about power. Why don't they have the courage of their convictions to make the case? You'll hear Democrats say, well, I think everybody should come. We're a nation of immigrants. Okay. Put that case to the American people. Do we think that anybody should be able to come and go as they please? By the way, when should they be able to vote? Why shouldn't people be able to vote the day they get here? Illegally, legally, right? I mean, really start to think through this stuff. What does sovereignty even mean? What does citizenship even mean? Democrats are eroding all of this. They're destroying it. They don't care. Look at how crazy the left, which is the Democrat Party now, they're one and the same. Look at how crazy they've been in recent years over COVID, over spending, over the transgender issue. By the way, I wanted to play this before. I wanted to get to this. I've told you many times that what they say in the past is, you know, they're not going to do. It's crazy. You fast forward, and sure enough, that's exactly what they do. Here was on HBO's Bill Maher show, the formidable and esteemed Dennis Prager is telling Bill Maher the truth of the left. And here's how Bill and the audience reacts. This is back in 2019, not long ago. Play 15.
To say that men can menstruate is a lie. And that is now, that is what is said.
Wait.
Check it out, folks. Check it out. Anyone who says a man cannot menstruate is considered transphobic.
I missed this whole story.
You did.
Tell me where you're getting this.
Just Google it. Can men menstruate?
Who is saying this? You're talking about a very small percentage.
Oh, really? Then how do you allow men, biological men, to run against women in the races in Connecticut and set all the high school records?
Okay, I know.
The Nation magazine said they're women.
Okay, but I would agree with you on that. The way you framed it is nonsense. This is a far cry from saying men can menstruate.
I agree.
No, it's actually not.
It's not where anyone went with that but you. You said that we think that men menstruate, and no one does.
I would make a friendly bet that the LGBTQ normative statement is men can menstruate.
He was 100% right, as we all know now. But notice how that audience of idiot libs in California, he's so dumb. No, he was right. He was right then, he's right now. That is the idiotic claim of the left. Men can menstruate. They say it all the time. You see it all the time. That is what the left believes. And this is also why I'm not going to get into this that much now, but Nancy Pelosi is saying, you know, even she's saying, you know, trying to fool the simpletons into thinking that the Democrats aren't a radical left, Marxist, insane party now. It's getting too hard for her. She's complaining. AOC is making her job too hard. You know, Pelosi with her Chanel scarves and her, $15,000 pearl necklaces and everything else. She's trying to make people think, oh, it's all fine. It's fine. We're just the nice people. We're the Democrats. But AOC's like, no, we're a bunch of Marxists who want to support the trans agenda as it pertains to children. I mean, they say this on the left out loud now. And even Pelosi's like, you're making my fraud much tougher. You're making the con much harder to pull off. I got to leave it there today, folks. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for hanging out with me. I will talk to you on Monday. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.